Jessica, we're starting off talking about COVID-19 in the area. How is it impacting Alamogordo and Otero County?
Well, as your local listeners might know, the numbers have been climbing. They're not extreme. We know that the counties in southeast New Mexico are among the highest, excluding Bernalillo County, when it comes to new cases of COVID-19. There's been a lot of speculation that some of that is due to the presence of these new strains of COVID-19. Now, every official in the city of Alamogordo and in the county of Otero is asking its residents to please consider, if you haven't yet, vaccinations for the virus. And also, you know, it's as simple as wearing a mask, keeping your distance, all of those things we were doing before as we were battling the pandemic, to continue to do that as we figure out how to better fight these new variants that are appearing in New Mexico.
Okay. Now, the Alamogordo City Commission has approved a Public Works Department bid addressing the Bonito Lake Infrastructure Improvements Project. What can you tell us about this?
Correct. So the Bonito Lake, as listeners might remember, is impacted by flooding and wildfires. Now, as they've been working to reconstruct the dam there and fix up the lake, the contractors have informed officials that construction costs are becoming a major concern. The price of steel is up right now. The price of wood is up as well. So that means that the price of finishing the projects will go up as well. They did approve several million dollars worth of increased costs in a change order during their last commission meeting. The expectation is that the project will continue to proceed, though it was delayed. The finish date was delayed significantly.
Okay, we're going to close with news of a ribbon cutting for an area bridge that was washed out.
So Riata Road Bridge, the project to reconstruct that bridge and update it, has been completed. The ribbon cutting for that new section of the road was held over the weekend, and the public was invited to come out to participate. It is a project that has been ongoing, and we know that the expectation is that the work being done to that bridge will hold for several years.
Jessica Ansuras is the news director for the Alamogordo Daily News. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us this week.
My pleasure.